Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Texas Water Development Board's latest water and weather report. I'm Dr. Mark Wenzel, a hydrologist in the Surface Water Division here at the agency, and today we'll be taking a look at conditions for our state at the end of January 2021. Let's take a look at some of the big water headlines at the end of January. Most noteworthy in January, Texas experienced a 37 percentage point decrease in the area impacted by drought. Less than 45% of the state is now in drought, concentrated in the south, west, and panhandle. For comparison, 81% of the state was in drought at the end of December 2020. Statewide, storage in our water supply reservoirs is at 82% of capacity, which is normal for this time of year. And La Nina conditions are expected to continue through March 2021, but dissipate later in the year. What a difference a month and a little rainfall can make this time of year. In Texas, large drought improvement over a four-week time period generally occurs between mid-April and mid-November, a time period of high temperatures and vigorous plant growth. It takes a lot of rainfall to overcome those ingredients and provide drought relief. But this time of year, the recipe for drought improvement is a little different. Let's call it a winter recipe and take a closer look at the seasonal ingredients. The first ingredient is a heavy dose of drought. By the end of December 2020, 81% of the state was in drought. But the second and third ingredients gave us a bit of a break. Because of the time of year, we had cool temperatures, which reduces evaporation, and plants were dormant, which means they use less soil moisture. Cooler temperatures and plants using less soil moisture are two ingredients that help push us toward less drought this January. The final ingredient was some modest rainfall. January rainfall itself wasn't all that spectacular, only above average for a few areas of the state. But on the last day of December, we did get more than 3 inches of rainfall in parts of East Texas and 1.5 inches in parts of West and Central Texas. That combination of cooler temperatures, reduced plant activity, and modest rainfall in late December and January was enough to give us some much-needed drought relief. Most parts of the state saw a 1 or 2 class improvement in drought, and the total area of drought fell 37 percentage points. This recipe with modest rainfall only worked because it was the cool time of year. Later in the year, as the days get warmer and plants become more active, it will take larger rainfall amounts to provide additional drought relief. That completes our look back at January 2021 and the recipe for 4-week winter drought improvement. But what might the next few months hold for us? The latest seasonal outlook from the National Weather Service has some good news and some bad news. The bad news, La Nina conditions are expected to remain in place through the end of April, bringing Texas warmer and drier than normal conditions. As a result, drought is expected to expand in Central Texas and the Panhandle. The good news, thanks to recent moisture, North Central and East Texas are expected to remain drought-free. The better news, there's a better than even chance, 55%, that La Nina conditions will begin to disappear in the April-May-June timeframe. That concludes our report. Until next time, I hope you all stay healthy and safe.